What's up, everybody? So this is the first time we're doing a podcast here, and I thought it'd be cool to get my buddy Jack North over in Korea on and just have a chat about a little bit about our origins with game and just kind of talk shop and maybe share some cool stories. So Jack, how's it going, man?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. And what's it like in Korea, man? I heard winter is much colder than Japan.
It is brutal. It's really brutal here in the wintertime. Biting winds. We get that wind that comes down from Siberia through North Korea, and it just blows through here, and it's horrible.
Yeah, man, that sounds rough.
Yeah, it's not a pleasant experience.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, I just wanted to get into, you know, we're so close, right? Just, I mean, geographically.
Sure.
And it's just, I think there's a lot of differences and maybe some similarities that we could unearth between both Japan and Korea, and also in regards to like other areas in Asia. Like I've been around in Southeast Asia, and it's totally different over there, just in terms of meeting girls and talking to them and everything. All of that is wildly different from just the West in general. So I thought it'd be really cool just to jump on and have a conversation about just our own experiences in each separate country, and just have a chat about that. What do you think?
Yeah. It's from what I remember in Japan, it's quite similar. Especially culturally with Korea, there's a lot of overlap, and as I'm sure you guys know, like the history between the countries, there's just a whole lot that they have in common. So Southeast Asia is a completely different ball game.
Yeah, and one of the things that I think is kind of unique about Korea and Japan specifically is that they're not like that economically behind like the West, basically they're pretty much even, right? Whereas most of the West, like Europe and the US and Australia and all that, there's different languages, but English is kind of like the main thing, and it's very international, interconnected. But when you get into Japan and Korea, there's a little bit of history, and there's a little bit of like xenophobia involved with both of those cultures. Yeah, and I want to ask you a few more questions about that, about like how it is being a foreigner in Korea and all that. But let's start out just a little bit with sort of your background and like how long you've been in Korea, what started you off on the path of the debaucherous path of game, so what were your origins with all of this?
Well, originally I'm from Texas, and I came to Korea back in 2009, and I've been here since then with just like a break here or there to go home, visit family, things like that. When I first came here, I was still quite wet behind the ears, and I had no idea what I was doing. And it took me probably a couple of years to get figured out.
And were you like, did you, were, how was it like back home? Where did you have like girlfriends in the past, in like in the States or?
Sure. I had one long term, like kind of on again, off again thing. You know, that first love where it gets messy and weird. And I had that. And then several other girlfriends in and out, but none that really stuck around, like, or even really stand out in my memory, to be honest.
Right. And what was surprising about, you know, when you went to Korea, like why do you think it took, I mean, so long? That sounds kind of like like a diss, but it's not meant to be. It's just, you know, why do you think it was such a big difference coming over to Korea and figuring out the dating game over there?
Well, there's a lot of things to it, and the first and most obvious of which is that, you know, when I was back home in the States, I was still in university, and it's kind of hard to not get laid when you're just there on the campus all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's also that, you know, whenever you're not in classes or at the local college bar or whatever, then one of the first questions I had was, well, then where do you meet women? Like, you don't want to date somebody from your work. That's a horrible idea.
Right.
And my first year in Korea, I was living in a very small city. Like, the total population was around 300,000. And so it was a bit of a challenge, that and the cultural differences. There's obviously the language barrier, which is much less of a consideration if you're in a large city like Seoul. And I'm sure this is the same in Japan, where like if you're in Tokyo or something, then there are a lot more people who speak English. But if you're out in the middle of nowhere, then it's harder to find people. Add to that the fact that I honestly just didn't know what I was doing with women. I had no idea. I still had that like Disney princess mindset, you know? And it took a while to break that.
And did you, was there like some sort of community over there that you found, or like how did you read, I mean, like did you read the game, or like what did you get involved with that sort of brought you over to the idea that you could learn this?
Well, I actually got started thinking about that a long time ago, but it started off with actually me reading Tucker Max books, right? Because they were just so funny. It was just ridiculous stories, and they had a Tucker Max forum where people would talk about this stuff. I never found the things that they taught on there very useful, but it was the first time that I had that concept in my head that like, oh, you can get better at this, you can learn things, and you can succeed regardless.
Cool. And was there like some sort of like a Korean community? Like I know there's like a K layer or something over there. Is it?
I actually have never been a part of any such communities over here. I've heard of that group, but I've never talked to any of those guys. For me, it's pretty much been straight solo dolo all the way, except here and there, like whenever I had a friend who was also into it, and then we might go out as a pair. But most of my game experience has been either solo, or if I'm with a group, I tend to isolate myself off if I'm trying to meet women. I'm sure you've noticed that, like, whenever there's a group of guys all together, they turn into like gorillas, and it really doesn't work. It turns off girls,
Yeah,
and
true.
it doesn't fit my style at all. So I have to kind of do my own thing.
Cool, yeah. So you didn't really like you didn't really learn from anybody in particular. You just mostly were just out there just trying whatever.
Yeah, and so because I never learned from anybody, I quickly developed my own style because I found the things that worked for me and things that didn't. And I also don't know how much of that is like a cultural difference or if it's just my personality style or whatever. But I do well in Korea, and I feel like my game is highly tuned to the culture and to the people here and the things that they expect and also that they don't expect.
Cool. And what would you say are like some things that you're tuned to that guys who are just coming to Korea maybe like they don't really realize and you sort of see in, you know, guys who are just fresh off the boat, you see them like, oh, like, you know, he shouldn't be doing this or that. Like, you know, he's trying, but he's misapplying this or.
One of the biggest things that guys do is in regards to physical escalation and touching. And I see guys who either come on way too strong or just almost nothing. And so I'll see guys who are trying to touch them. Are you originally from the States?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm from
Okay.
Oregon.
Right. And so in America, physical touching isn't that big of a deal. You can be talking to somebody for maybe 20, 30 seconds before you even throw your arm around them. But here it's different. Like, you wouldn't ever just throw your arm around a girl like that unless it's part of a bit. but you still need to have some sort of physical touching. The biggest mistake I've ever seen, though, is I see guys who introduce themselves and then shake a girl's hand. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
That happens a lot in Japan as well. One of the things I see a lot is guys who sort of they've read a lot of Western pickup material, and then they come in and start doing like Kino escalation ladders and all this like weird stuff, and I just like I have to jump in there and be like, just stop, please, like be normal and like touch them occasionally, but not at the beginning. And
Have you ever seen a guy try to neg an Asian girl? Fails miserably.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a very big difference in the mindset also, and I think that's one of the reasons that it also took me a while to get things figured out well over here. Because basically can't do any of that stuff that you can read online. I think the only guy who has a reasonable amount of game information that can be applied anywhere in the world is probably Roosh. And that's just because he's been doing it in so many countries for so long.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't like checked out all that much. Like, who does he have, like the elderly opener or something? I don't
Oh,
really know
yeah.
like all that much about his. That's about all I can recall, really.
That's okay. It's not too terribly important, but one of the things that he writes about is the difference between alpha game, beta game, and world game, where, I mean, obviously, alpha game is like the posturing, macho style stuff, all the things you were talking about. And then beta game would be like a guy buying things, right? Like, the guys who are trying to make it rain in the club and stuff like that. And then when he talks about world game, he says it's kind of straddling the two. Like, you demonstrate qualities of both the alpha and the beta. And that is kind of what I find to be most effective in Korea. Of course, there will always be people who can pull it off being ultra alpha, but I've seen guys who are just very, very masculine and macho gorilla style, and they don't do that well because they tend to scare the girls off.
One thing I will add on to that is like I totally see kind of a lot of similar things to what you're saying in that people just come off overstated in their approach. And it has to do with like how like what you're what side of you're presenting, right? So
Sure.
I don't know, like I find that the better the more solid you are as a guy and the more solid your game is as well, the better it works to just play everything down. You know, like
Right.
just like be like extra humble, right? Because the girl is gonna be like, wait, what? Like this guy doesn't actually like think this, right? Whereas if you try to always just show your positive points or whatever, or act super alpha, then I don't know, it comes off a bit false. Like, why are you pretending to be something, right?
Of course. And that's one of the most important things for every guy is they have to find their own style because everybody has different qualities and different things that they can show off. And it's usually best to show them in like a humble way. So for me, one of the things that I have going for me is that I'm also a musician. And so while that may sound like, oh yeah, well, it's so easy to get girls whenever you're playing music, I've actually found that my best success was not when I was playing the music, but either before or after, or even if I just had my guitar on my back but wasn't playing it. It's kind of like that humble, yeah, I just, just so you know, it's there, it's a thing. I've actually taken my guitar out on several dates and not used it, just had it on my back. And the girl will inevitably ask about it. And I told her straight up, like, hey, well, if our date didn't go well or if I didn't like you, I could just play guitar on the street and have a good night anyhow. And that it works on multiple levels there.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Well, it's so interesting to me that you're not at all like associated with the people who have like forums and stuff over there. So like what kind of like people would you say are like reading your site?
Most of the guys who read my site are pretty much fresh off the boat to Korea, or I've had several guys who have like just recently gotten out of a long-term relationship. And what's really remarkable is that I absolutely despise Tinder over here. I really dislike it. But for some reason, my article called "Don't Tinder Korea" is the number one Google search result if you Google Tinder Korea. And so a lot of people get drawn into my site because they look up Tinder Korea and then they land on that page, and then from there they start reading.
Okay, cool, yeah. So that's funny, like whether the thing that you don't actually like is ended up bringing people to your site.
Yeah, and that I specifically went on there to say, please don't do it. Like, it's such a waste.
Yeah.
I realized that it was a thing people were interested in, even despite my advice against it. And so a friend of mine and I, we co-wrote a four-part series about how to Tinder in Korea. If you must, there are some good tips and guidelines in there.
Okay, cool.
What do you find draws people into your site?
Well, we have a really established community, or I guess we did, and then it evolved. So I found the site, the Japan Lair, which is a forum site. I found that shortly after I moved out to Tokyo. And after that whole like Julian Blanc thing happened, they basically the site, the Lair was run by people, and a few of the most prominent people there are basically businessmen and people who are very public and had their careers at stake. So they decided to take the entire forum down after that happened. They were worried about people finding out their identity and that kind of thing. So sometime in that process, and I was already teaching coaching and boot camps and all that. Sometime when that was all happening, I launched Attraction Japan and also the playbook, the forum, to basically, I don't know, replace Japan Lair. Because also the founder of that was kind of checked out. He's not really doing anything with game or anything, not moderating or anything. So the forum itself was outdated. But anyway, so a lot of people came over to that from the old forum, and then there's people who just find it from, yeah, from Google or whatever.
That's interesting. Mine is much less of a community. It's just like a loose association of guys. And so most of the people who contact me through my site, I end up meeting in person at least once or twice. And we'll usually just sit around and chat, you know, have a beer, have a coffee, talk about whatever. There have been several who I've coached and helped with things, but a lot of guys here seem more interested in just almost kind of like getting it off of their chest, like kind of like a therapy thing or something. Talking about, oh, you know, I tried this, this succeeded, this didn't, just like a sounding board. And so that's okay with me. The guys who have needed help and like wanted to do coaching kind of stuff have done well, but it does require it requires a lot of effort, right? As you well know, taking somebody from nothing into being able to get women at will is it's a pretty long and arduous road.
No doubt.
Well, and a lot of guys just aren't willing to put in that time, right? Because you need to be doing your approaches almost every single day. Like, you need to be getting out there and trying something new, trying a new spot, trying a new venue. okay, this place wasn't good on this night. Maybe try it on a different night. Maybe the weather was wrong, or maybe your lines weren't good, or maybe you just were feeling off whenever you're just having one of those gross days and you're just not hitting anything. And so it takes a lot of work and also a lot of personal introspection, which is never easy.
Right. Yeah, it always dregs up all these deep, dark parts of your psyche and ego that you'd rather just tuck away.
Right. Yeah, well, and there's always that nagging doubt, like, am I just not good enough? You know, whenever you're first getting started, especially, am I just not good enough? What do I have to do? Maybe I'm not tall enough, or maybe I'm not good looking enough, or I'm not rich enough, or all of those doubts that men naturally have.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it very much is like it's like gaming yourself more than it is gaming anybody else, right?
Sure. Well, the other night I was reminded about how much easier it is once you're already there. Because I was just walking down the street with a couple of my buddies, and these girls kept just like stopping and staring, smiling at me, you know, just giving me all of the IOIs, and I didn't do anything. I wasn't trying to talk to them. We were just on the street walking, you know, and it just becomes that much easier when you're so comfortable with yourself that you exude some sort of like aura.
Yeah, there's like a concept that I've really been thinking about a lot recently, and actually I've been meaning to write a post about this in particular. And the idea basically is just like micro habits or the small actions that kind of tip the dominoes down the way. So
Sure.
rather than thinking like, okay, I'm going to go out and spend 4 hours and approach 20 girls or whatever, right? Just thinking, okay, I'm going to put on my shoes, right? Okay, now you've got your shoes on. Well, what are you going to do? You're just going to take off your shoes and sit back down? No, you're not. You're going to go outside, right? Maybe you go outside and you walk around. You say, okay, I'm going to walk around the block once, right? Now you walk around the block once and well, there's a couple girls out, right? Right. And then next, what's the next step? Just, oh, okay. Let's just say hi to a girl and then leave, right? Go up, say hi to a girl and leave, right? So by building, like focusing on just like the very, very small step and making that basically a habit, like you said, it's so much easier once you're already out. So
Right.
yeah, like it can be quite daunting for guys to be like, okay, I gotta go commit to 10 hours at a club or something, right? Like you probably just end up eating pizza and I don't know, sitting at your house watching Game of Thrones or whatever, right?
Right.
Yeah. So if you make it just about small things with like less, so you don't need to commit, but when the chance comes, you do, you want to step up because there isn't as much pressure, right? You haven't put so much pressure on yourself, but you've given yourself the opportunity at least, and you made it a lot easier to just go and make that one small step.
Yeah, absolutely. And those habits are something that they aren't conscious, right? Like they get developed over time once you're, I mean, like for example, tying your shoes is not a conscious thing. Whenever you go to do it, you just do it. You don't have to think about each individual motion. And that's kind of how game becomes is it becomes rather than having to focus on this one interaction, okay, make it or break it, you know, kind of thing. It just becomes part of your routine.